Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Castology.
Hello and welcome to Castology, the podcast where we listen to podcasts, recommend podcasts, talk about podcasts, and as of last week, we talk about snacks too.
You did it!
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't want to talk about snacks this week?
No. I am one of your hosts, not Liz Best. I'm Shane Anderson, taking over temporarily for Elizabeth. And to my left is
Zane C. Weber.
And to my right
Nick
is
Bleaker.
And I have just successfully done an intro to
you
this podcast.
You did so much better than I did when I first did my first intro. I still am fucking awful at it. So you did an excellent job, Shane. Well done.
To be fair, I did a lot of introducing the podcast on my old defunct podcast.
So you got this. You got this already. It's too easy.
We talk about podcasts. What do we do? At the top of the episode, we make some recommendations and then we review the podcast that we recommended last week. So let's jump straight into it. Zane, what have you brought for us this week?
I have brought a podcast called Hashtag Elder Wisdom, because old people get to be cool too with their own hashtag.
You forgot the subtitle. Stories from the Green Bench.
Oh, yes.
Stories from the Green Bench is good. Why don't they just do that? Anyway, sorry.
Yeah. Aaron Davis and Lloyd Hetherington basically set up in... Well, originally they set up in a retirement village on a green bench and interview people who are part of the retirement village, their stories, where they've come from, what they've done, etc., etc., etc. It's really kind of like elder wisdom. Now, this is a podcast idea that I have wanted to see for a long time, which is why I've recommended it. Now, let's just say that these people aren't the people that I would have chosen to do this podcast. And they're not particularly the stories that I'm interested in hearing, but I do love that podcasting has been adopted by older people, telling older people's stories. And I would love to see that this is a trend that continues in other forms.
Yeah, right.
And probably not so American and not so conservative,
Canadian.
Well, Canadian, whatever. Culturally, it's pretty American still. Not Canada specifically, but this podcast.
Right.
So just take that into account when you're listening to it. This isn't a whole bunch of great content for you to listen to. It is interesting content, and I have listened to most of the episodes. But it's really the idea and the methodology that I really kind of wanted to recommend, and encourage other people to do more elder podcast.
Right.
Content.
Right. We'll go, Nick. What have you brought for us this week?
I've been sitting on this one for a while. I keep pushing it back. It's called One Heat Minute Productions. I listened to this show years and years ago. I had to stop listening to it because it's a lot. But essentially,
we are really confident in our recommendations this week.
Shush. So the purpose of the show, this journalist, Blake Howard, decided to talk about Michael Mann's excellent movie Heat.
Masterpiece.
Absolutely. In 1 minute increments. So from the get-go, each episode of the show talks about 1 minute of the film until the end of the
film. For audiences not familiar with Heat, Heat is 3 hours long.
Yeah, so 180 however minutes. Just look, it's a lot.
180-ish.
Yeah, yeah. About that. Yeah, yeah, you know, I can do time. And then it moves on to the next one, which is The Last of the Mohicans, then Inherent Vice. And then at the moment, I think they did All the President's Men, and then they're doing Zodiac. It's a shitload. But there's some really fascinating discussions that come out of this. This is some fucking microscopic deep dive shit. But I don't know how Blake Howard does it, but the quality of guests that he gets on the show is pretty fucking
yeah,
insane.
I was looking at some of the names. I'm like, oh my goodness, I know so many of these from like yep. my film podcast that I listen
so
to.
We, yep. Are we saying Deal with the Devil or...
Deal with the Devil.
Or are we talking like blackmail?
I think these people are looking at Blake's obsessive behavior and going, holy shit, probably need to respond to his emails. And then they have.
Oops.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. But this is a really fascinating show because I don't think I've ever seen anything quite deep dive as this. This is a lot. And for me, film podcasts, like I think majority of us feel very much that they have to capture you or you're out like that.
Yeah.
And this one stuck with me for a while until I was like, oh my God, I can't fucking keep up with this. But if you are looking for a absolute deep dive on the highest order, this is Mariana Trench shit. This is the one. It's called 1 Minute Heat Productions because it's not just Blake. There's a few other ones that have different hosts. And I think what Blake had done has changed just from the show being about Heat to multiple shows under that particular
feed. Right, so once they were done with Heat, they yep. started doing like multiple different movies with different hosts.
Yeah, so there was one, I think, that was for Josie and the Pussycats. And I think there was another one that was done for The Inherent Vice, I think was hosted by Travis Woods, who's yep. Obviously a different person. So yeah, pick a movie and get fucking going. There's 441 episodes of this. It's been going since 1997, since fucking 2017. But if it had been going since 1997, then sweet Christ, they're forward thinking people.
There would be no movies left.
No, not at all. But yeah, 1 Heat Minute Productions. Fuck, that's a mouthful.
Very good. And my recommendation for this week, I've brought a fiction adjacent podcast called Monsters Out of the Closet.
How confident are you in this podcast?
What do you mean?
Like in the quality? Do you think we'll like it? Do you have any
I don't
caveats
think you'll like
you'd
it.
Like to make? Any disclaimers?
I don't
to get
think
out?
You'll like it, but I'm bringing it because I think it's important. And so what it is, I'll get to what it is first.
Yeah, sure.
Don't jump the gun. Produced by Nicole Kalande, Shriya Venkatesh, and Tara Rangan. It's a collection of stories, poems, songs, and other works that are queer in terms of the creators of the content and the content itself, and about queer things, leaning into horror or dark or weird sort of territory. It's curated. It's much kind of like one of the ones you recommend. I think one of like was it Pseudopod? One of the
Pseudopod
ones
or
where,
Starship
where they're not creating all of the content. They're curating it. Some people yep. will have recorded yep. themselves. So the quality definitely varies, but even within a single episode. But I go to this podcast whenever I'm sort of just in the mood for something like a refresher of, because it's very much a grab bag. You never know what you're going to get. They're themed episodes. They're themed like vague, like darkness or yellow. No,
oh god.
They're generally
darkness is a good one. Let's do a darkness thing.
That's fun.
They're generally themed around something, and then all of the stories, and there's a different number of stories depending on the length and the runtime of it. So yes, that's my recommendation. Monsters Out of the Closet.
Oh, cool.
So
that is one of my favorite kinds of podcasts. So we'll that's one of the that's
TBD.
One of the
I'm worried the that few, you won't like it. But.
It's one of the few subscriptions that I very rarely get rid of is podcasts that have like this short form fiction
yeah.
Episodes. So
yeah,
right,
yeah.
right. Now we'll go and we'll talk about our recommendations from last week. And we had a theme, as I just said, it was yellow. The color on an audio format.
Yeah.
So I reckon we'll go Nick. No, we'll go Zane first.
Zane,
because Zane had
two. Yeah. Who presented actually yellow themed podcasts rather than just like their cover art's yellow. So I actually recommended two yellow themed podcasts because I love homework. I recommended Absorbent in Yellow, which is a SpongeBob deep dive podcast where they basically go minute by minute through a or line by line through SpongeBob episodes. They talk about like the cultural impact, and these are like 2 hour long episodes about SpongeBob. The production values
two
are
hour
really
long
great
for 20 minute episodes.
It's
possible.
Like if you've got 20 minutes of an episode and you've got three hosts and each of them have 30 seconds of content to say about each minute of episode, you know, it adds up. So I recommended this one with the caveat of like, I would never recommend this podcast except it's so good at what it chooses to do. I'm not a SpongeBob fan, but if you are a SpongeBob fan, this is for you. What I am a fan of is Black and Yellow, which is basically two feminists, one African-American and one Asian-American, talking about social and cultural impacts and issues. So that was Black and Yellow.
Right.
So let's start with SpongeBob, shall we?
Look, it does what it says on the tin. If you like SpongeBob, you'll probably like this podcast. I listened to the very earliest episode and then I listened to the most recent episode. And what I can say is...
Only two episodes?
Yes. Well, one of them's 2 hours long, Zane. The first one I actually didn't mind because it had some background history of the production of the show and it was very, you know, fascinating. And then he sort of did his recap. But overall, it was like about a 40-minute episode. So I was like, oh, this is good. And then I listened to the next one. And then it's like not one episode is under an hour and a half in their second season. Yeah. And so the length was instantly like the biggest turnoff. And I don't think it necessarily needed that because it does a lot of meandering.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You could present that same information in a much more efficient way, so you don't have to like cut segments out. And there sure are a lot of segments in the later episodes. You know, it's a bit much for me. It's best when it's talking about the cool facts about the show or going on behind the longer episode I listened to had the whole thing about the conservative Christians trying to cancel it. And I was like, oh, this is fascinating. The line by they literally go line of dialogue by line of dialogue, and there's a lot of gushing about it. There's not a lot of like dissection or analysis. It's just a lot of this line is the frickin' best, and this line is the frickin' best, and this line is the frickin' best, and this is the frickin' best. And I'm like, okay, we get it. You like it. Can we get more substance in here?
No, it's a fan podcast for fans by fans. And that's I mean, that's why I did mention it when I brought it up. Like this is not highbrow. This is not anything other than like SpongeBob geeks geeking out. So yeah. Nick, you loved it. You're now a SpongeBob fan?
Look, of all the things in the universe, I think SpongeBob I could not give a shit about. I literally do not give a fuck about SpongeBob.
Well, not even the musical?
Not even the fucking memes or any of this shit. I don't care.
See, I didn't mind the show, but I don't love it enough to care.
Well, like, I mean, I put it on like when Nickelodeon is a kid and whatever, and you're like, oh yeah, SpongeBob's on. You're just like, all right. You know, funny joke. All right. Look, that aside, I was so impressed by how well this is produced. Remarkably.
Quality is very good.
Yeah, like, I'm sitting there because I fully expected it to be the whole, and it probably is, but the whole recording in your basement, you know, tap in the background, screaming, someone screaming on the phone in the background, you know, this is very tightly done. And I was like, fuck, this is pretty impressive. When you look at it from a perspective of someone who is an absolute fan of it, I do appreciate that greatly. I just don't give a fuck at all.
The clips they play are really long too. Like, they play quite extensive clips.
Yeah.
I am interested in what that means from a copyright perspective, but they are well in.
Yeah, they're deep.
And they are quite popular as well. I
do agree with Shane. I think there are the moments where you do get kind of the inside baseball about the show, which I find very interesting because that's interesting.
Like, I didn't know the narration was a reference to Jacques Cousteau.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I was
exactly.
Like, oh, that's cool.
Like,
I like that.
That's a fun bit of trivia. Yeah. I like that. And then it's line by line about SpongeBob. And then you're like,
I just want to know.
Off.
I just want to know how many hours of your time you dedicated to this podcast.
I did two episodes, so I did 2 and a bit hours. And I kind of sort of skimmed most of the recap in the second episode.
I deliberately went to found the shortest episode after I saw. When you go into this, right, I looked at it and I was like, fuck's sake, Zane, it's 2 hours of this shit. And then I was like, you know what, I'm going to the start. Because sometimes, you know, podcasts that hit the 2 hour mark, usually they start off a little bit slow. So I was like, oh yeah, good. It starts off nice. So I ended up listening to, let me do the math, probably 120 minutes of the show, which is the first 3 hours. Episodes, yeah. Which is 2 hours of the show. Look, if you're a fan of SpongeBob or whatever, great. If not, don't give, fucking miss this. Miss this. Give it a fucking miss. Give it a miss.
I just want to say, like, it's not an inherently offensive
no,
podcast.
No, it's not. It is so harmless. But again,
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it is probably one of the most harmless shows that we've ever recommended.
I think so. I would agree with that.
But what about Black and Yellow, which was the other podcast I recommended?
I like this. I liked it a fair bit. It's a solid way to like ease into social issues podcasts. It's definitely not as heavy as like Gaslit Nation or There's Something About Her. It's much more conversational, which I think is good for like a gateway. Like if you got someone who's like maybe starting to get a little bit woke, but they're not maybe ready to be like pounded on the head with deep Marxist theory or something like that, give them this podcast. And I think the strongest thing is the hosts. I think their background in acting helps greatly, because there are versions of this podcast that are very ploddy, whereas these aren't. These hosts, I can't remember their names, from
Alana and Jacqueline.
And Jacqueline, very good. It's not information heavy, but it's more anecdotal. They talk about their own experiences, but that's not a criticism. That's just what it is about. I liked it. I didn't have much criticism of it. I listened to the first one and then the one about American theater.
I agree. I didn't listen to much of it, to be completely honest, because I ended up getting sidetracked of listening to the fucking SpongeBob one. But I think for me, the thing that makes it is that Alana and Jacqueline's hosting is just fucking quality. Like I love those two, but I think also, like you said, Jane, it isn't as heavy as stuff we've done previously, and I think that's important to it because it does make it a little bit more accessible.
Yes.
And I think a little bit more recommendable to people that may be exploring that or maybe want to look on it on a deeper level. I know that I remember reading Alana or Jacqueline, one of them is, or both of them are incredibly well educated in, I think, like critical race theory and stuff like that. So they're very well informed about what they're talking about, and I think that's a really key thing for me listening to this. I actually subscribed to it because I was like, I'm actually fascinated to go back and catch up on what I've missed. Like I only listened to the Violence Against Asian Americans episode like 1 year later, because it's sort of in the news and has been in the news, and I'm excited to go back and listen to more episodes, only just because I'm devilishly behind on it. But this is absolutely one that I'm going to be recommending people as well that want to explore that, or that are, you know how you kind of see people posting things on Facebook and sometimes it's either ignorant or it's just like you're not well informed. This is the kind of thing that I'd be like, is the kind of thing where I'd be like, hey, give this a listen, because this will actually probably help with your line of thinking, or like this is where I think this show is sort of trending for me. But yeah, it's much better than fucking the Absorbent and Yellow. So
all right, well, Black and Yellow wins out of the Absorbent and Yellow and Black and Yellow duel that I inadvertently set up, apparently. So shall we go to the yellow-coloured art podcast?
So let's go with mine. I recommended Rating Descending, hosted by Michelle St. Clair and Abigail Ward, where they go through IMDb's worst 250 movies so that you don't have to. They're reviewing it. They're two film literate. They both work in film. It's a fun movie discussion, dissection, analysis podcast about bad movies. What did you guys think?
I think you set this up really well by saying that the hosts are the important part of this podcast. They really do make it. Like, that's the thing. I listen to a lot of film podcasts, and usually the hosts are why I stop listening to film podcasts. I've subscribed to this one, and I'll probably keep listening to it at least for a while. I don't imagine either of their voices are going to get annoying soon. They both have very interesting things to say.
And they've come from different, because Abigail's a writer and Michelle is like an editor and director. So they sort of have different things that they focus on within the movies. Which episodes did you listen to?
You recommended God's Not Dead.
The Love Actually of faith-based film.
But so
it's my favorite episode of
theirs. I listened to all of that one, and then I listened to about half of like five others.
Right.
Just to kind of get a spread. Because I listened to that one, I'm like, I'm going to subscribe. So I'm just listen to a spread, just kind of get, and all of the episodes are like of a quality, like there's no real jumps and downs, because again, like there's not a lot of like guests or anything on there. So it's this is a high recommend for me.
Yeah,
it very much is I think Zane, you make the point, it very much is made by Michelle and Abigail. I think both of them, their interplay is really, really important. And if it's not there, then this is just another thing. I still stand by the fact this is a fucking great idea. This is like one of those things that I feel like that I would do with my friends, where it'd be like, all right, every Saturday or every few Saturdays, we're going to start on 250 and then work our way up. I listened to The Butterfly Effect 2.
That's a good one. It's great listening to ones for movies I haven't seen and then ones I have seen. Both give you a very different feeling as well. I love it.
And I think, I subscribe to it because I think for me, this is the perfect episode, like the perfect show that you can just pick and choose, where I can be like, all right, I know, all right, I want to listen to Home Alone 3. I'm going to go and listen to Home Alone 3. probably wouldn't do that. Hannah Montana, the movie. I listen to that as well. I don't know why, actually. Why the fuck did I listen to that? Anyway, it doesn't matter. Again, it's very straightforward. Yeah. Like, and I don't say that as a way to, as a critique. I just think that that's actually a good thing. You get what you get. It's just honestly, some critical discussion about some of the shittiest movies ever made.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes that's just a lot of fun to listen to. And the fact that Michelle and Abigail both have sort of professional stakes in the industry, I think pays really, really well for them as well. So yeah, this is 100% a subscribe for me, just because there are some cracking movies on this fucking list. Oh my God. Like Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeak. Come on.
They froze the list because the list changes quite daily because it's based on IMDb ratings. So they froze the list on when they first made it.
Yeah.
And so I just sort of went ahead and looked at some of the things they've got, like the Thunderbirds live action one coming up.
Oh my God.
I can't wait.
Oh, that ruined everything for me.
I loved it as a kid.
I can't. I love Thunderbirds, but Jesus Christ.
Oh, no, I loved the live action movie as a kid. I was quite young.
I
didn't know any better.
Yeah. Where was your critical thought?
When I was
11. I only liked critically acclaimed films when I was 11.
Like Citizen Kane, and only Citizen Kane.
Mm. I did like Citizen Kane, but I didn't see that until I was like 14.
Oh, okay.
Right. And we'll finish up on Nick's podcast.
So mine is Today Explained from Vox Media, a podcast that literally talks about daily things in the news, mostly in the United States, but also around the world sometimes as well. But it's not all politics. It's technology. It's sport. It is race issues, everything that affects America, because America is a dumpster fire. What did you all think?
I loved it. I'm a huge, I like Vox's YouTube. I love their sort of deep dives into random esoterica and things I didn't know about, and the very clear and concise way they explain stuff on the YouTube absolutely carries through here. This was like an instant subscribe for me. I listened to the NFT one because I still don't quite get why it's a thing, but they explained at least what it is quite well to me. And then I listened to the one, which I think it was actually a spin-off to another show they're doing, but the one about years.
Oh,
so I had no idea that we don't really the ears, the nose one, the nose one, how they don't really quite know how smell works, but they're getting like dogs to sniff out coronavirus, and I'm like, what the hell? What? It's so fascinating. Yeah. I love it. And the guests, they get really great guests on, which is true of their YouTube channels as well. They get informed scientific experts in the field, and they give them the space to talk in very clear ways about exactly what they're talking about. So I loved it. Like, I don't have really any criticisms on it. So.
I'd argue that Vox pioneered, I think, in the sort of the rise of new media, they pioneered those explainer videos, short, sharp, under 10 minutes explaining things that are in the news, but doing it in a way that's like really accessible too. Like, their explainer videos are like on another level.
I love that they're also not like, it's not just let's talk about the thing that's in the public zeitgeist. It's, oh, here's some part of it that's not clarified to everyone, so let's clarify in a very clear way, or illuminating something you didn't know about, like the nose thing.
I
mean, I'm the same. Like, I have yet to hear a bad Vox podcast. That being said, I don't subscribe to many current events podcasters because I very rarely listen to podcasts the day that they are released. But like, this is very good quality, and like you said, like, experts talking about things that they know and the things that are important. So yeah, there's not really much, like, this is good content done well. I haven't subscribed because, again, I daily podcasts like this, I usually just end up with a back catalogue of like 12 and I delete the seven that I'm not going to listen to that one day.
I think that's the problem with daily podcasts is that they're not particularly timeless until they choose to be, you know, like the New York Times Daily. I love that one, but it is very much a, if you miss one or two days, you're probably not going to go back and listen to it unless it's like a special or if it's something specific.
Yeah.
So I think that's where they sort of fall a bit flat. I feel like Vox, like Today Explained, is a little less that. They are kind of timeless because they are a bit more explainer in terms of current trends, I guess, even though I guess that doesn't make too much sense.
Anyway. Yeah, absolutely. So I highly recommend it, but I didn't subscribe.
Right. So let's backtrack on what we recommended this week. So Zane, what do you...
I recommended hashtag Elder Wisdom, stories from the green bench, old people telling stories to other old people.
Nick?
I recommended One Heat Minute Productions. That's a title.
Which is the deep dive into heat minute by minute. And I recommended Monsters Out of the Closet, an anthology fiction show about queer horror-themed works of art. So that's the show for this week, and I hope I did a decent job.
You did marvelous.
I won't expect you to do the socials. Okay. So if you want to reach out to us, we are on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, just at Castology on all of those. If you want to submit your podcast or a podcast that you're a fan of, you can go reach out either on those social media or you can go to thatsnotcanon.com/castology, fill out the form there, and that'll come straight through to us. We will guarantee that we'll listen to it. We won't guarantee that we'll feature it on the podcast, but we'll definitely listen to it, or I will at least. So that's been us. I've been Zane C. Weber here with
Nick Bleeker,
and once again our special guest
Shane Anderson,
and keep listening to podcasts, everyone.
Hi, we're the Curiosity of a Child podcast.
I'm Anton, the son,
age 10, and I'm the daddy.
The daddy. It's a few multiples of 10.
And we're curious about,
everything.
The more you look at the world, the more you understand, and then the more you will see. We're a podcast about history, science, storytelling, and...
the curiosity of a child.
We like to dig into different topics, everything from the humble ox...
they've been really important for the development of mankind, and in that episode I had to learn about castration.
Sorry about that. To the most popular Christmas toys of yesteryear. We don't just talk, though. We like to experience. That might mean recording on location in a 5,000-year-old dolmen full of spiders and reportedly the entrance to the fairy realm.
Or simply tasting spices from across the world to uncover where they came from, how the trade affected people's lives, and how they were used.
So, please listen to the...
Curiosity of a Child...
Dun dun.
...podcast!
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.